Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Any and all claims of people who have said they have gone to heaven and then returned back to the earth must be examined from not only a biblical perspective, but a medical perspective as well. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Do you deal with this just on a biblical side, or do you also get into the medical side as well?
Really, I deal with both sides because I think they're connected. And the first thing is that there's a difference between being clinically dead and being dead in the biblical sense, meaning that your spirit has left your body. And it would seem that the actual decay of the body doesn't start until the spirit leaves. And once you stop breathing, your blood starts becoming acidic due to the buildup of carbonic acid. And before long, that acid starts to punch through cell walls, destroying tissue. And then also within 5 minutes of the blood flow stopping to the brain, neurons in several brain regions start dying. And so it's not just a matter of someone's spirit returning to their body after 10 minutes. God would have to miraculously repair all of the physical damage, especially in the brain. And from a biblical perspective, there are no spontaneous resuscitations, people coming back from the dead, recorded in the Bible. Everyone was raised back to life through a prophet or an apostle or Jesus. And then another problem is these don't just come from born-again Christians. And if everyone is going to heaven, then everyone who thinks Jesus is the only way of salvation is wrong and the Bible isn't true. Of the 25 or so accounts that I've read, no two people, even Christians, describe what they saw in the same way, and they're often contradictory. And this tells me that they can't all be going to the same place. But on the other hand, science says that these perceived experiences can be explained by the biochemical processes that happen in the brain as it begins to shut down near death.
David James explaining how we should examine any and all claims of those who say they have gone to heaven and then returned to earth. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Bible does record three events of people on earth that have gone to heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 to 4 is the record of Paul the Apostle going to heaven and returning to the earth. Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24 reports that Enoch went to heaven, and 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 is a record of Elijah going to heaven as well. Two of these men will return to earth as the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11, verses 2 to 14. Elijah and Enoch will be those two witnesses on the earth during the first half of the tribulation period. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...